Alex Golish says Auburn's offense is light years ahead of where his previous year one offenses were at this point, and that's good news. The question is, what happens when Auburn has to go beyond its first group? Everyone, this is First Call, part of the Auburn Daily. Make sure you go check out auburndaily.com. We got a free newsletter coming out at you very soon. Lots of good stuff. If you're listening on audio, thank you so much. If you haven't already, head on over to YouTube, Auburn Daily. We are growing every single day over on the new channel. You get the First Call right here and so much more. Fall camp is over. Baylor is next. So today, four questions about this Auburn offense that I think still need the answers before the Tigers kick this thing off. Starting with just how ready this offense actually is. We're going to do that on today's episode. Thank you so much once again. Alex Golish thinks so. If Auburn's offense is actually ahead of schedule, that's what he thinks. And not just a little bit. Golish says Auburn's light years ahead of where his previous year one offenses were at this point. That's a pretty strong statement for a new coaching staff installing a brand new offense, a completely different offense at that, and obviously raising the stakes heading into the SEC. But Auburn has one pretty obvious advantage, and that's Byron Brown. Brown isn't learning this offense. He's playing in it. He understands the details. He understands what Golish wants. He understands the adjustments that just come with it. And of course, he understands how to be a pro. We've heard that as well. He's been such a professional at this juncture heading into his year at Auburn. It's really been a breath of fresh air after what we have seen over the last couple seasons here on the Plains. He's not the only one, though, either. Auburn has experience at center. They've got receivers who's played in the system. So Golish isn't starting from zero here. And I think that's definitely worth mentioning. This is not a full rebuild. And that's important because I don't think Auburn has a year one installation problem. I think Auburn does have a depth problem, though. I think Golish basically made that distinction himself. When Auburn puts that first group out there, he feels great. But then you start substituting, and that's where Auburn gets young, and they get young fast. And that's really the question heading into Baylor, not whether Byron Brown and Auburn's first team offense understands what they're doing, because I think they should. It's what happens when you need that next receiver, potentially that next offensive lineman, that next guy who hasn't had college football experience at the level that these guys had or played college football at all. Because Auburn's system might be ahead of schedule, some of these players fall behind that first group who aren't. And nowhere is that more obvious than at wide receiver. Alex Golish says Auburn has six wide receivers right now that he feels good about. Then there's Sam Turner, and I think Turner might be one of the more interesting offensive players to watch over these next couple weeks because, again, this isn't a talent question. Golish likes the player. He's called Turner very smart, mature, so he's got good hands. The problem is Turner basically missed a year of football. He missed spring. He missed most of summer. And while everybody else was getting those reps in the offense, Turner was trying to get healthy. Well, now he's back, and Golish said he could potentially become Auburn's seventh receiver. And when you think about that, seven receivers, that's pretty deep, right? That's important because after that, Auburn gets really young. You're talking about Brian Williams, Deshaun Spencer, guy with those guys. And maybe some of those guys fit into the seven. I think Deshaun Spencer surely does. But guys who have never played a snap of college football, that's right there. They're not trying to throw three freshman receivers on the field together and hope they figure it out, at least not against Baylor. Maybe not against Florida. Maybe they try it once or twice against Southern Miss, but why would you want to? They'll manage these young guys series by series, put them around experienced players, Chaz Nimrod, Keyshawn Singleton, try to protect them while they're learning. That's smart. That's absolutely smart, but eventually they're going to have to play. And that's why Sam Turner actually matters. If Turner can get himself ready, Auburn can go seven deep before it has to reach into that freshman group, at least for the most part. And if he can't, somebody's going to have to grow up very quickly because Baylor isn't waiting for Auburn's freshmen to get comfortable. And I think Baylor is going to be trying to come out with a vengeance. They lost that game last year in Waco. No one's given them a chance this year. Obviously, the defense took a huge step back. Once again, the talent level on Baylor is expected to be worse. They have a new defensive coordinator. They're going to try to come out firing. And I don't know if that works for the Baylor Bears. that I don't think they're going to lie down either. There are two areas where Auburn does have plenty of options, though. One is the running game, because when we talk about Auburn's backs, we might as well be forgetting the guy who's going to get more carries than some of them, you know, because it's going to be insane the amount of carries that you're going to have to try and share the load with. And then there's the red zone, where Golish thinks Auburn has finally built the size to play a very different kind of football. That's next, right here on First Call. Hey, welcome back. How many Auburn players are really going to carry the football? I think we need to stop talking about that and talking about Auburn's running back rotation like it's only just a running back rotation. Let's make sure that we're adding Byron Brown into that equation, because he certainly changes the math. Of course, you got Jeremiah Cobb, Omar Mapson, Bryson Washington. You got a quarterback who absolutely is going to be part of the rushing attack. That's four legitimate ball carries before we even start talking about anybody else. The question is how you distribute those touches, and I don't think it's going to be clean. We kind of talked about this on yesterday's episode, and I think it's just it's stuck in my head. And I wanted to bring it out again. And I got some really cool comments on social media. You can hit me up at Christian S. Rao. You can drop some comments on some of the other videos. This eventually will be a video podcast as well once the Auburn Daily memberships get rolling. We're hoping to try and get that going next week. But we want to make sure you still got the stuff on the audio feed. We want to make sure that our community was being covered. I just don't think it's going to be clean. I don't think it's going to get Cobb gets 15, Mapson gets 10, Washington gets 10, Brown gets 10. Like, I just don't think that's going to be like that. I don't think that's how this offense is going to work. Of course, Brown's legs are part of the offense. Maybe he leads the team in rushing attempts. And depending on what Baylor gives Auburn, which was a ton last year, if you remember, there could be games where his rushing workload is pretty significant. And then, of course, you got Cobb and Mapson. Those are the two I expect to lead the running back room. But as we mentioned, Bryson Washington's made this more interesting late in camp. And I still find him as the most fascinating player. I think he has been the most fascinating storyline this entire offseason. Because remember where we were just a couple weeks ago. Golish was pushing him hard. And it didn't seem like he was getting pushed in the right direction, in the right light. It definitely seemed like the connotation from him was definitely negative towards Washington. But then after the second scrimmage, Golish basically said, Bryson's taken big steps. He got first team work. He responded. And now you're playing his former team in week one. So I no longer think Bryson Washington's disappearing. But does that mean he gets 10 carries? I don't know. Does Mapson split everything evenly with Cobb? I don't think so. But I also don't know that either. And that's what makes things interesting. Auburn doesn't need to identify one guy and give him 25 carries. Now, if somebody's hot, you should probably keep going back to the well. If Jeremiah Cobb, which everybody expects to be the true running back one of this team, is maybe having an off game, but Omar Mapson just continues to get 5-6 yards of carry every time he touches the rock, then Alex Golish, Joel Gordon in the offense should continue giving to Omar Mapson. And maybe he leads that game in carries. That's a good problem to have. They got options. One of their biggest rushing threats is standing at quarterback, of course, either. That's a lot Baylor has to account for. And when Auburn gets close to the goal line, those options are even bigger. Because I think Auburn's finally built a red zone identity. This is one of the most interesting things Golish said that I don't think has gotten enough attention. He likes Auburn's size, especially in the red zone. Of course, look at these running backs, Cobb, Washington, Mapson. Let's add Davenport to this conversation as well, Mekhi Davenport. Golish specifically mentioned those guys when talking about Auburn's ability to use bigger bodies. And then, of course, when you think of the red zone, you think of tight end. You've got some bigger receivers as well, and suddenly Auburn can create a very different problem when the field goals get condensed, when the field gets condensed. We don't want field goals. We want touchdowns. Because red zone football changes things. There's less space. You can't depend on someone getting wide open 40 yards downfield. At some point, folks, you got to win physically. And there was moments last year on the offense, and I say moments loosely because it happened quite often, where they couldn't extend drives and couldn't get into the red zone. And when they could, they couldn't capitalize. They were settling for three way too many times. Golish said Auburn has hammered home the ability to run the football, and that's what I want to see, especially when you're inside the 20. Because if you're going to be a serious SEC offense, that's not something we had last year. The talent was there, yes. The scheme was not. The talent, the seriousness of an SEC offense last year was not there. If you want to do that this year, there's going to be times when everybody in the stadium knows what you're going to do. third and two, goal line, short situation, you name it. Can Auburn line up and get it? You got to be ready for that. Golish eventually, you know, make sure that that's the case. He brought the right back to the offensive line. Can he do that? Can he make sure that he's got the tools ready to go? Because again, it's not just about talent. Those situations come down to counting on the guys up front. Of course, the offensive line, that's where it becomes, you know, bigger than Auburn having a bunch of large skill players. The backs can be big. The tight ends can be big. Receivers can be big, but somebody still has to move that line of scrimmage. And that's what I want to see against Baylor. This offensive line has to be bullies from the jump. If they can finish drives physically, this is a completely different mindset that I think we need to start talking about Auburn if they do it as early as week one in Atlanta. Because now I think you got something. Auburn doesn't need to be predictable, folks. They don't have to be, but there are going to be moments. They need to be capable of winning in multiple ways. And the personnel Golish has assembled, the way it sounds, he might finally have that option. So four questions before Baylor, as you see. Is Auburn's offense really as far ahead as Golish thinks? What do you think about that? How about Sam Turner? Can he solidify that receiver rotation before Auburn has to depend heavily on the freshman? And again, the freshman might be ahead of him. Deshaun Spencer, Brian Williams, who knows? And how does Auburn divide touches between Byron Brown and a deep running back room? I can't stop thinking about that. That's such an interesting question that we're really not going to know. It's a new answer every week. And when Auburn gets into the red zone, can this offense finally finish drives with physicality? And can they extend drives enough to get into the red zone enough times to be seen as one of the best offenses in the SEC? Well, fall camp gave us some clues. Baylor has to give us the first real answers. That's going to wrap it up for today's episode at First Call right here. I'm Christian Rao, part of Auburn Daily. Thank you so much. Again, make sure you go check out auburndaily.com. We have plenty of writing over there. You can check out articles. You can check out our awesome sponsors, including Active Wealth Management. And you can sign up for our free newsletter. We'll always be free. That is something that will never be charged. It will always be free. All we need is your email address so we can send it to you every single day when we get that launched in just a few days. So make sure you get on that list so you don't miss the first edition. All right, folks, we'll see you back here tomorrow.